We'll move to the first reading. It's from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Moses said to the people, "And now, Israel, take notice of the laws and customs that I teach you today, and observe them, that you may have life, and may enter and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. See, as the Lord my God has commanded me, I teach you the laws and customs that you are to observe in the land you are to enter and make your own. Keep them, observe them, and they will demonstrate to the peoples your wisdom and understanding. When they come to know of all these laws, they will exclaim, 'No other people is as wise and prudent as this great nation.' And indeed, what great nation is there that has its gods so near as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call to him? And what great nation is there that has laws and customs to match this whole law that I put before you today? But take care what you do, and be on your guard. Do not forget the things your eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your heart all the days of your life. Rather, tell them to your children and to your children's children." The Gospel passage from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. I tell you solemnly, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke shall disappear from the law until its purpose is achieved. Therefore, the one who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the one who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven." We move now to our reflection. Both of these readings show the enormous trust that God places in us human beings. In the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is the one who has been entrusted by God with the Word of God, the Torah, or the teaching by which Israel is to live in the land that they are about to enter. Moses is well aware of this trust that has been placed in him. Notice in the reading how concerned he is to remind the people that the laws and customs that I teach you today are not his, but the laws and customs that the Lord my God has commanded me. And, in an even greater sign of trust, if you like, the words of God that have been communicated and entrusted to Moses are now communicated to the people by Moses and entrusted to the people. So the people become the bearers of God's word. And Moses exhorts them to be careful to live by these words and to pass them on faithfully to their children. When we think about it, we would expect nothing less of people to whom we entrust our words, our emails, our text messages. And we would feel betrayed if our words expressing trust and love were regarded as worthless, treated recklessly, or we were quoted inaccurately. Surely, therefore, God should be able to expect the same loyalty and honesty and reliability from us who have been entrusted with his word. Lent is a good time for us to reflect on our stewardship of God's word, of our use of God's name, our use of Jesus' name, and so on. Now, we can fail to be trustworthy stewards of the words of one who has confided in us, who trusts us and loves us. But surely, an even worse sin or breach of trust is to assume that we know better than the person who has entrusted us with their precious things, that we can dispose of them in our way, not theirs. This is the thrust of the Gospel passage, where Jesus speaks against the person who infringes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same. Instead of faithfully proclaiming the message of the kingdom of heaven, as it has been entrusted to him or her by Jesus, these kind of people set up their own kingdom with their own laws and customs. They do it their way. Why will such a person be regarded as least in the kingdom of heaven? Surely because he or she has effectively replaced the kingdom of heaven with one of their own making. So how can they be part of the kingdom when they have given no place for it in their scheme of things? But even though people like this, and in a sense we can all be guilty of this, even though people like this set up their own kingdoms on their own terms and think that they will last, in truth, they will not. As Jesus says, they will be considered least in the kingdom of heaven because it is only his kingdom that endures, not the fake ones. So Lent also provides us with an opportunity to rid ourselves of the petty kingdoms of our own making, our attempts to gain control over God and over others, and instead to welcome the only kingdom that matters, the only one that will enable us to become what we really desire, that is, to be fully human, which is to be in the image and likeness of God.